Today, we'll take you back to a warmer time and hear reports from county and state fairs. Many farmers spent their childhood showing livestock, and you still might find them at shows watching their own children in the ring. 4-H and county fairs create a lot of memories and teach a lot of life lessons, which is why I wanted to share these reports again today. This first interview took place in June at the Montgomery County Fair with Jonah Elvidge. Jonah, just a few questions for you. Can you tell us how old you are and maybe where you live and how long you've been showing sheep?
I am 9 years old. I live in Farmersville, Illinois, and I've been showing for 3 years.
Can you tell us what breed of sheep you show? Maybe you have more than one type of breed, but what kind of sheep do you show?
It's an Oxford.
What do you want to tell us about your sheep, maybe how old he is and what'd you have to do to raise him to get him here to the fair today?
Well, we had to wash it, then we had to lead it around on the halter, and it's like a February, so.
Do you know how big he is, maybe how much he weighs?
120 pounds.
So that's pretty big. That's almost bigger than you, I would guess.
Yeah.
Are you going to be going to any other fairs this summer? Do you have any other shows to go to?
Yeah, the Illinois State Fair, and that's it.
Okay, how did you learn how to do all this stuff? Who taught you how to show sheep?
My dad.
Does he work you pretty hard? I think I know Mr. Elvidge just a little bit. What went into preparing for today? Did you have to practice a lot, and what'd you do to get ready for this?
Well, yesterday we would wash them, hand trim, and shear them, and then he would let them set them up, and yeah, so.
Do you have to practice leading them around or anything?
Yes.
And is that easy or hard to do?
Sometimes easy, sometimes hard.
Can they be a little bit stubborn?
Yes.
And up next is Cooper Bertolino of Morrisonville. Cooper showed the grand champion Barrow at the 2017 Illinois State Fair, and this is what he had to say about it. Cooper, how did it feel when you were named the grand champion Barrow at the Illinois State Fair?
I don't really remember. It's kind of all a blur.
Well, I can understand. That's a pretty exciting to be named that, a big title. And I'd like to learn a little bit about you. So tell us how old you are, where you live, and maybe how long you've been showing pigs.
I live in Morrisonville, Illinois. I'm 13 years old, and I started showing pigs when I was 5.
So you've been showing for about 8 years then, if you're 13. So what has your summer been like so far? Were you showing at county fairs before you came to Springfield?
Yes, I showed at my own county fair, and that's it.
Cooper, what breed of pigs do you show?
Base Yorkshires and crossbreds, basically, and a lot of other ones.
Tell us about the work leading up to the state fair and your county fair. What do you have to do to get ready for shows?
Well, you have to walk them a lot, you have to break them, and you have to feed them and water them.
Are you walking them? Are you out with them every day, or how often?
Yeah, we walk them every day, a quarter of a mile twice a day.
And then for feedings, are you up early in the morning and also in the afternoon, or how often do you do that?
We feed in the morning and at night. And we basically get home late, so he normally gets fed at like 10 or 9.
So who taught you how to show pigs? Does your family show, or how did you learn how to do this and achieve Grand Champion Barrow?
My family shows, and my mom and my dad taught me how to show.
So what's your favorite thing about showing livestock or showing pigs? What do you like the most about it?
Being in the ring.
Have you made a lot of new friends doing this?
Yes, a lot of them.
From all over?
Yep.
All over the state. And what about, do you ever travel out of state to shows, or you mostly just stay in Illinois?
No, we go to a lot of shows out of state.
Can you tell us a few?
Louisville, Des Moines, the World Pork Expo, and the Nail in Louisville.
So tonight, we're talking now in the afternoon at 5 o'clock. We've got the Governor's Sale of Champions, where you're going to sell your pig. Plans for what you're going to do with that money?
College fund.
Do you know where you want to go to college yet, or any place in mind?
Not yet.
Taking us back to the summer of 2017, Jonah Elvidge and Cooper Bertolino. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.